It's Monday, June 22nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sulp. Four things to know today. Apple recloses stores, Microsoft moves in IoT, lessons from the CIA, and strategy insights from gaming. This is the Business of Tech. Apple is closing some stores again as the COVID-19 cases rise in some states. Bloomberg first reported the news. The California-based tech giant told Bloomberg on Friday it would temporarily close 11 stores in states including Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, and Arizona, states that all have seen a steady increase in coronavirus infections in recent days. Why do we care? I'm bringing this up because with all the talk of reopening, you should be considering how you might have to reclose, or your customers might have to reclose. The harsh reality is that if you or your customers are reopening, there may be forced closure either by local government order or by the needs of customers or employees. I do not expect this to be the first, and I expect this to be a very dynamic situation going forward. Plan for that. Microsoft is acquiring CyberX, which is an IoT-focused cybersecurity company designed to enhance Microsoft's Azure IoT security product. Why do we care? The big companies are investing here, but so far I'm not seeing enough of that being leverageable by small solution providers. We care here because of what I believe is the growing gap on management and security technologies for small companies versus large ones. Here's my call to the community. I want to hear from you on this topic. Help guide my thinking, as I think it's a need, but I haven't identified enough of the solution. Please speak up. The CIA has recently declassified a report related to its failure to secure its own cybersecurity defenses, resulting in the loss of top-secret hacking tools in 2016. The major lessons. This was an internal breach, with an employee sneaking behind lax security to steal 34 terabytes of classified data, roughly 9,000 documents or more than 2 billion pages. Because it was sold to WikiLeaks and published, the CIA became aware of the breach. A number of secure-related recommendations from earlier audits were still not addressed. The core lesson? Much of the failure was a lack of basic cybersecurity technologies being implemented. Why do we care? Even the CIA falls for the basic problems. So I think that's a small thing to take comfort in. The bigger lesson is that you have to do the basics, and you have to do them over and over again. This seems so simple, but it is hard to do. And thus, high value. Don't underestimate that value or undercharge for it. Like the CIA here, you may not always be aware of a breach, which is why you have to be vigilant and keep on top of the management. And in an announcement today, Microsoft is shutting down its Mixer service for gamers, moving those customers to Facebook Gaming. So why do we care? Okay, you're probably wondering why you care about gaming. It's not about the gaming. It's about the strategy behind it. Mixer never took off, and they couldn't compete with Twitch or YouTube Gaming, which are owned by Amazon and Google, respectively. Thus, you can't hand your community over to these players because you'll empower AWS or Google Cloud. Thus, Facebook is better. And if you're looking to the future of gaming and streaming with xCloud, you can't hand those to AWS and Google, who Microsoft thinks are competitors in cloud, much more than Sony. They've said as much. So while the move is about gaming, you can see their view of the strategic landscape. They care about taking on Google and Amazon, and Facebook is a better ally here. That's the insight to walk away with. Today's episode is brought to you by PCmatic. Endpoint security built on a zero-trust philosophy, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. Lightweight, simple to deploy, easy to manage. Find out about PCmatic's unique lead-sharing program for MSPs backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Together, we bring advanced security solutions combined with more than sales enablement. We bring actual leads. Find out more about PCmatic by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.